it would vastly expand one of the most abused exemptions in FOIA, essentially giving public bodies yet another excuse not to disclose public information to taxpayers.
And but primarily this excuse or what have you, whatever we want to deem it, is the one that the preliminary exemption that basically says government bodies don't have to let go of anything until it's finalized.
Sure. It's known as sort of the deliberative process exemption. So if a requester is seeking information, a public body can say, you know, that was just sort of work. We're in the middle of crafting this document, and this is, you know, sort of still in the draft form, and so we're not going to give it to you until it's finalized. And it's certainly a way to manipulate how to, you know, it's certainly a loophole that allows public bodies not to disclose information that should be.
And how would this exemption be broadened under the new bill that's been filed?
The easiest way to say it is it expands the definition of what is a draft, if you will. And that would mean that, you know, a public body can say that this information that you're seeking is in draft form and therefore it's exempt from disclosure. So, you know, the deliberative process, this is 7.1F, and it would expand sort of what could fall under that definition of, you know, an ongoing drafting process.
It also changes the ability for somebody who is requesting public information and their ability to recoup what could be expensive attorney's fees.
Right.
And it seems like if it's harder to get attorney's fees, maybe that would mean fewer lawsuits filed in the first place if you have a lesser chance of being able to get your money back.
This bill would create a serious disincentive for people to pursue their rights under FOIA. One of the main objectives of the FOIA reforms from 2010 was to give people more tools and abilities to pursue their rights under FOIA, so enabling them to pursue litigation and ultimately recoup their costs for fighting public bodies that are unfairly and illegally withholding information.
Any thoughts as to either what brought about this legislation and the timing of it?
I can't really speculate, but I mean, I think that you're very well aware, you know, we constantly see every session, every time there is the legislature's in session, we see these efforts to roll back FOIA reforms and efforts to roll back the progress that we've made to increase transparency. And so we are always opposed to these efforts and will remain so.